took off his big turban he was wearing, very big turban. He opened it up. There were two rotis, not our thin rotis, naan, those thick ones. He ate it up, and from one cardboard carton, he drank water. He put his hand before his head reached, and with that same turban, he made a pillow. And under the tree, he just, afshaw salam baynakum, spread the salam. And the word ifsha, which is used in this hadith, is the same, like ifsha is sir, that means to spread somebody's secret. There we are told, don't somebody secret, it is something, don't widespread it. Hide it away, cover it up. And one time, one person, and on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be raised up according to the qualities we got. Maulana Baghdadi, Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. One time, 12 o'clock in the day, he was walking with a lantern, and he's looking on the streets of Bukhari, and more than that, just tell you a woman. The minute woman got, you make a telephone call, you may tell you a woman, you tell her, she spreads it so fast in the world. So anyway, so we were told to spread salam. Salam must be widespread. When you enter the house, make salam. When you leave the house, make salam. In the house, tension, strain, pressure in the house between husband and wife also. Every time husband is worried, if I tell my wife something, she'll get cross. She's worried, I'll tell my husband something, he'll get cross. Everywhere, there is just tension all the time. You need your tea plate, you need 10 things for one person to eat. When we should eat in one plate, then by eating together, it comes in the hadith, muhabbat, love is created by between us. So when husband and wife eat together with your children, there is understanding, there is muhabbat. Today we all eat separately, our hearts also are not disunited, our hearts. Eat, you eat, your children, your wife, there's shifa. And all of you are eating, your food is your medicine, is your dawa, is your shifa. So where can bimari come in there? But we eat in separate. And when we don't read bismillah when we eat, what happens then? When we enter the house, we don't read bismillah, we don't make salam. We just entered like that, shouting for you. You gave me such a good ta'weez. All my work is done. No more fighting in our house. We are at peace in our house. Maulana said, bring that ta'weez here. He opened it, a blank piece of paper. That just you don't talk, he doesn't get cross. So anyway, salam if you make. But when we don't make salam, there is one shaitan. There are many types of shaitan. Different, that we are old generation. It's no new and old generation. It's shaitan there. Shaitan is the generation that has brought all this problem. And then, also he puts bimari there. There is no shifa in that food what shaitan gives up. Shuhrul mu'min shifa. The leftover of a mu'min is shifa. Not the leftover of shaitan. Where is that going to be shifa? So anyway, this all came from the word peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. When we make salam, there will be peace. So one time, one alim from Bangladesh came to South Africa, Azadville, to the Darul Uloom also, and explained three beautiful meanings of salam. One is what we all know, peace be upon you. And that is what, like in Asma'ul Husna, we read Assalamul Mu'minul Muhaiminul Azizul Jabbar. Salam is one of the names. So it means Assalamu Ma'akum. May Assalam, may Allah be with you. Like a father stayed the whole night with his family, now he's going to shop, he's going to work in the morning. So he tells his family, Assalamu alaikum, meaning, as we die without any gunas, we have taqwa. And we go clean to Allah. Oh, what Allah will do there for a person you can't imagine. One time, one sahabi, radiyallahu anhu, passed away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also helped to bury him. Then while burying, suddenly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked away. Sahaba asked, oh Allah's Rasul, what happened? That when I make salam to you, and this is meaning of Assalamu alaikum, one Muslim gives another Muslim guarantee, I won't look at your mother with a bad eye. I won't look at your sister with a bad eye. I won't look at your wife, your daughter. I won't try and rob you. I won't backbite about you. I won't humiliate and disgrace you. Salamati from my side. Assalamu alaikum. Assalam in Arabic is singular. One. Wa rahmatullah is also singular. But barakatuhu is plural. So everyone likes not barakah. We ask one another, make dua for what do I want? Barakah. We want barakah, though we haven't understood what is barakah. What we understand, barakat, plenty, too much. That you have lot of barakatuh in the plural. So anyway, one great sunnah is to make sana. And the great benefits of it, may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited. I see all the watches in Namibia, they go very slow. Since we started, that watch is 1 point. Last night it says, my beloved son, my darling daughter, please, this company you are keeping, this what you are doing, I am telling you, is very bad for you. Don't do this. Don't keep company with these people. Don't waste your time on the internet. Don't go on porn site. You are destroying what love you are in affection. And you say, I take qasam and I'm telling you, because you want to convince them on this day. And my father passed away on this day. We just take time for granted. Or for example, I'm giving you a loan and selling you this goods on 30 days. You must pay me by 30 days, 60 days. All that, where did this time come about? Allah created time. Like we don't think also, Allah created our eye is a glass eye. And they will charge you a huge amount. And with that glass eye, you can't see anything. Everyone will see your glass eye, that you got eyes. It looks like real also. But you can't see anything with that eye. And Allah gave us not one, two eyes. And three eyes. Maulana Yusuf Kandevi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, why Allah? But my two eyes, they have never seen one another. They are right next to one another. Eh? Just a small bridge here on top. But the two eyes, they don't see one another. They see everything in the world, but they haven't seen. And with your eyes also, many people now on your mobile cell phone, I've got a camera in my shop, in my house, I can see where, from wherever I'm in the world. Sunset, 2-3 minutes after sunset. What time is sunset? 5:35, 5:40, whatever the time. Isha Adhan, 7:15. Isha Jamaat, 7:30. Where we got all this time? We're just taking it for granted. We are using this ni'mat. For example, if somebody, a very kind person, a very good friend of yours, he comes to you and he's more greater than health also. If all your wealth goes away, there are many people who lost everything. Allah made them rich again. Many people who lost their health, and people were thinking, it's the end now, he's going to die. He gets healthy again, and he's well again. But time that is gone, 1 second, time will not come back. In fact, it comes in the hadith, every morning, Allah did all this for us, and we don't appreciate. Also, when asr, one of the tafsirs of it is, the declining sun, asr time, the time of asr. In other words, you got very little time left. When Fajr time came in, the day started now. Fajr time came, the day carried on, Zohar came. And after Zohar, Asr, now time is gone. And they tell you that, what you call it, if you are 1 minute late today, they don't check you. You are refused to boarding now, because you were late. And now you only got 5 minutes. And you only got 5 minutes. And the boarding gate is 7 minutes away. So you have to rush up, you have to double up your speed, and you are with your 3 points
written that Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken the most amount of qasams, oath, or in this surah yet. To explain this subject, the ayats which I have recited. Why does Allah have to take a qasam and oath? Allah is the truthful. But to convince us, and we can imagine up to 15 qasams, only the skies, where would man have been living? Then Allah brings this whole thing down, وَنَفْسِيُ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Yeah, Allah didn't compare it with something else. On its own, this nafs, this body of ours. And Allah says that how balanced Allah has made the body. So in other words, one great lesson we learn, and these are very important, he's in hospital, he's in a coma. They have put so many machines on him. All life-supporting machines, etc., ventilators. The nurses are attending to him every minute, they're checking up. Doctors are coming and going and seeing what is his condition. This is as long as the ruh is in the body. As soon for the body, how much of work is being done. For example, all the shops that we got in the marketplace, in the malls, they are for shoes, they are for clothing. Then you get motor cars, garages, repairs to motor cars. Then you'll get a building constructors, you'll get steel works, everything you'll get. Or is there one hospital? Is there one clinic? Is there one doctor for the ruh? Have we got anybody in Bandung to see to the ruh? as the body also needs comfort. The body also has got its needs. It gets sick also. You need doctors. You need everything for this body. You need educators. You need illnesses. We can imagine if there are